Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabamians wanting to keep a closer eye on the weather now have a new option. The Alabama Safety Net app is a statewide weather alert program. Steve Turner is the National Director of Government Operations with Barron Services out of Huntsville. He says the program is the result of a request made by Governor Robert Bentley after the April 27th tornado.
He asked them to learn how we could better prepare and deal with that next event. So those were the outcomes that came out of this Tornado Recovery Action Council, a number of different things spanning many different areas. This specifically was related to technology and weather awareness and personalizing it for the individual citizens of the state.
Turner says the app allows the user to get weather alerts from up to four places in Alabama they choose. The app is free and can be found in app stores for most smartphones. Firefighters in Alabama will receive training on how to handle a different kind of fire. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports the workshop was prompted by America's interest in alternative fuels.
The Ethanol Emergency Response Coalition will bring its training program to Prattville tomorrow. The group will teach firefighters how to put out ethanol-fueled fires, which are considered tougher to control than gasoline blazes. The coalition plans to assess current strategies which use special firefighting foams compared to those used on conventional fires. One concern is the cost. Ethanol firefighting foam costs 30% more than the regular type. The big focus is ethanol fuels carried inside railroad tank cars or tanker trucks. Ethanol accidents have proven deadly in the past. One incident in 2013 involved a tanker truck carrying 11,000 gallons of ethanol in Zimbabwe, Africa. 23 people were killed, mostly burned beyond recognition. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Watching college sports on TV is about to change for a lot of people in Alabama 1 week from today. ESPN's new SEC network goes live in exactly 1 week. That means exclusive broadcasting rights for college athletics in the Southeastern Conference. That could be a boost for some and a blow to others. Steve DiOrio is Associate Director of News and Sports at WVUA-TV in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The station has been broadcasting University of Alabama baseball and softball games and reruns of college football on Sunday. DiOrio says now they may not be able to.
It's a big change for us. We've had to rethink on how we do programming as far as sports now because we relied on those shows, those events, and then in turn, you know, would help make revenue, you know, from a sales aspect of it. So it's going to be difficult losing that revenue coming in.
But the network could boost the SEC itself. The conference has lagged behind other major conferences in terms of revenue despite successes in sports like softball, gymnastics, and of course football. Who exactly carries the network is still in question. DirecTV just signed a deal. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
It's going to be hot, hazy, and humid on this Thursday. Temperatures will top out in the mid-90s. Look for a good supply of sun. Risk of rain is small to about 20%, so many of us are not going to see that drop of rain today. As for Friday through the weekend, the chance of a few scattered storms will increase, especially by Saturday, Sunday. Temperatures top out in the low 90s Friday through Sunday. Overnight lows in the low 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.